East Coast Breakfast.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So I got your email last night. I know what we're talking about, but let me ask you to start things off. Have you ever shoplifted by accident, Wendy?
Yes, I have. At least once. The one I really remember involved a head cleaning tape. That will date me.
It was a while ago.
That was a long time ago, yeah. It was from a music shop in the workshop. I was on the other side of the center when I realized I was holding this thing in my hand, and I literally ran all the way back, terrified with every step that I was going to, that the security guard was going to materialize and accuse me of stealing.
Yeah.
And I'm not alone, Darren. I mean, I'm sure their listeners are there thinking of the time it happened to them. I've heard from so many people who've done similar things with all sorts of products, including a woman who was distracted by a work call on her cell, and she wheeled a full trolley of loose groceries straight out of a supermarket without going through the checkout, and she only realized about 15 minutes later when she was in another shop in the center. Hold on, why aren't these things in packets?
Yeah.
But these days, with people not wanting plastic, I mean, it's not an unusual thing for somebody to just, you know, have loose groceries in their trolley. But anyway, the point is, that trolley incident and my little tape incident could have ended very badly, because retailers plagued by massive amounts of shoplifting generally take a tough stand if their security staff catch people exiting their stores without paying for goods. The police are called, arrests are made, and then it's out of the hands of the shop, so they say. The alleged perpetrator is detained in a police cell while the paperwork is done, and then there's a court appearance.
That is
massive
trauma for someone who was really only guilty of being distracted. It didn't actually mean to steal anything.
Well, that's the thing, and it's exactly what happened to 52-year-old Lucy Moachi last Friday afternoon, not even a week ago. She was a regular customer at the shop right in Zanine Crossing.
Yeah.
She went there that day. It was mid-afternoon Friday. She paid 665 Rand for her groceries, but as she was leaving the store, she was stopped by a security guard, according to her, what had happened was she had, you know, you stand at the checkout and you've got all those sweets and chocolates and gums and everything enticing you. She picked up a pack of Stimerol chewing gum. You know, if you can imagine the flat pack. She was holding it with her cell phone, and when it was her turn to unload her groceries at the checkout, she absentmindedly put both the phone and the gum into her handbag.
Wait.
And so when she was stopped by the guard, she apologized and said, what's that in your handbag? Let's see. And she was, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. It was a mistake. Let me pay for it. But store management, I mean, they never allow you to pay, because otherwise shoplifters would just tat them a chance, and if they got caught, they'd pay, right? So management got involved. The police came. The police station was walking distance from the store, so she was escorted on foot to the police station. Now, remember, this was mid-afternoon Friday. She was detained, the niece said, until 2 a.m. and only released then after paying 300 Rand bail. ShopRite insists that it was 11 o'clock that she was detained, but still, that's a very long time to be incarcerated. Lucy was claustrophobic, so it was even more of a deal for her. And all she just had a mid-afternoon trip to buy groceries. So ShopRite's official response was this, because this exploded all over social media when the niece started tweeting. We are sorry that this happened to our customer, and we believe that such cases must be treated with utmost care and regard for respect. The matter is being investigated, and if it's found that it was mismanaged at store level, stern action will be taken.
Okay.
Shoplifting is an ongoing challenge in the retail industry. We lose vast amounts of money annually, and all incidents of alleged unpaid for items leaving our stores must unfortunately be investigated, and our stance is to do this without discrimination against race or stature in society. The police is always involved to investigate such cases and for the law to take its course, and we cannot comment on their further processes. So, Lucy appeared in court on Monday, and there's an Zanine Magistrates Court, and the charges were dropped. So there is this thing called de minimis, the full name de minimis non curat lex, the NIC rule, which essentially means that the law does not have to concern itself with trivialities, with trifles. So the magistrate does have the discretion to then just say, look, this is not going further, and that's what must have happened in Lucy's case.
Yeah.
But in many cases, you know, it doesn't get dropped like that. And I'm speaking to a few people who are in the process of having the case remanded and remanded and remanded and spending money in legal representation. It's a huge thing. So clearly in my mind, there was no intent in Lucy's particular case. But the security guard didn't see it that way. He just saw that the gum was being put in the bag and not paid for.
That's where it started.
I think that the store management should have play a bigger picture role here, that they should have the wherewithal to look at the situation in its entirety and see it for what it is and have the discretion to say, you know what, I can see what happened here, you know, please pay more attention next time.
Go to the install video before you do anything.
because the emotional trauma that comes with the police being called, everyone in the store seeing, putting a person in the cell for hours, the public humiliation. Some people spend weekends in jail, Darren. I've heard of cases since I first heard of this story where, you know, they just, it's a weekend, sorry for you, Monday you appear in court. It's a huge thing to do to somebody if, in fact, it was just an absent, they were guilty of absent-mindedness. Anyway, coming up, I had a chat with a public prosecutor based in a KZN court this week because she got involved in Twitter and she had some fascinating things to say about the shoplifting cases that she sees every single day.
Oh.
So hold on.
Okay, can't wait for that. That's coming up in part two of Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan. Wendy, just so that we are clear, you can end up in South Africa getting arrested, spending time in a cell, maybe have to pay a fine or even get a sentence just for shoplifting. Even if you're with your family, it was a mistake. Even if you've just paid hundreds of rands on your groceries, but you left out that one item, that's still shoplifting and it comes with some serious repercussions.
Even if it's under 10 rand and you don't have to have stashed it in your bag, as Lucy did in that case we just discussed, you could have just left it somewhere in your trolley and it happens a lot.
Like your milk in that little section.
The underneath thing, so your toilet rolls and your dog food and your charcoal and your pocket of potatoes and whatever. A public prosecutor based in a KZN court, unfortunately she can't be identified and share her views publicly. Okay. She asked me to call her Mbali. She says that she sees shoplifting cases every single day and often she doesn't want to prosecute the case because it is so trivial and she can tell, more importantly, that there was no intent, that was just a mistake, but that she has no discretion in that. She said she recently had a case of a woman who drank a bottle of water in a supermarket. This is a big red flag. Do not eat and drink before you've paid. She left the empty bottle at the bottom basket, you know, the stack one on top of the other basket situation. She didn't pay for it. That was a Friday afternoon recently, if not this last Friday, and she spent the weekend in a police cell and appeared on Monday, and this prosecutor said it hasn't even been, the charges haven't been dropped. So she's in the system for that $8.99 or whatever bottle of water that she didn't pay for. There is the option in the case of a first offender, this prosecutor said, of diverting them to NICRO, which is the National Institute for Crime Prevention and Reintegration of Offenders. But as soon as the accidental shoplifters tell NICRO that they didn't intend to shoplift, they're sent back to the court for prosecution because you can't rehabilitate for not
something you
doing
didn't do.
Exactly.
So what is the advice?
Okay, well, from the way I see it is we have to avoid accidental shoplifting at all costs. So try not to be distracted by your cell phone or your children in the store at the checkout. Make sure you're paying for everything. Check your trolley before you leave the store for those large items lying underneath, as we've just spoken about. If you're using a pram, resist the urge to hang items on it or put anything in the folds of the whatever. That's a very common one, especially with distracted new moms. Don't enter the stores with too much other shopping so that you can, I mean, they normally stop you, but you don't want to be putting things in a packet that may look like you're trying to conceal and not pay. And the biggie, as I said, don't eat or drink in the store. Security guards are on extremely high alert for this because a lot of people don't have any intention of actually paying. Yeah. So they're going to watch you. And if you eat a pie or something and the packet floats off, and I mean, it's as easy as that. You really, really don't want to be making that kind of mistake. And if you are apprehended, insist on dealing with the most senior person in the store straight away.
Okay,
before it escalates,
Sure, it's hectic, hey? My heart breaks for that 52-year-old woman who spent a weekend.
Yeah, I've heard so many stories like that since I've worked on the story, Darren. I'm certainly going to be on high alert at the checkout from now on.
All right, thank you, Wendy. Listen, if you want to engage directly with Wendy, if you have an issue that you want to chat about, her Facebook is the best place to go to. There is an email option on her Facebook. It's @WendyNolaConsumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
East Coast.